started.
Can we run that same riff back?
Nah, bro, we already.
We just had a killer.
Oh, man.
We just had a killer. Maybe it'll come up organically.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
In conversation.
Maybe just force it.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, let me ask you this. Do you think a rapper has ever been freed from jail because of a rap verse?
No.
All right.
Wow. Okay. That's exactly how it went.
That is.
Glad we got that on wax.
That's just how the riff went. Yep. No, dang. Hey, well, welcome back to ATTP Presents, and that's the podcast.
Thank you all for coming.
Mm-hmm. You guys.
Man, I ordered on the app at the Dunkin' Donuts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, thank you for picking that up, by the way.
Yeah, I got the boys some Dunkin' Donuts. We're recording early. We never record early. Mm-hmm. I thought it'd be nice to give everybody some coffee, some donuts, some hash, and I ordered on the app. And I thought it was weird when I pulled up the app. Usually it saves the one directly beside you guys' house. It usually saves that one to my favorites list. But it wasn't there. But my phone's been fucking up because I have an iPhone 8 anyway. It's just been deleting everything out of my cache and signing me out of stuff. So
Jesus.
I
new update dropping?
Yeah, seriously. So I thought, it's just that. I didn't think anything of it. I searched Moreland. Clicked Dunkin', clicked the one, and then I ordered a bunch of shit, and then I get to the Dunkin' Donuts, and both of the doors are locked, and they're like, you gotta go through the drive-thru. They're like yelling at me. They locked the inside so no one could get in.
Why?
Maybe it's so nobody can get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. They do that because I think they're short-staffed, and they're like, well, let's just funnel everybody to this one thing so we don't have to focus on two things.
Right.
Which I do get, but it was also like the fucking line was wrapped around. And I placed the order online, so I didn't really feel like I needed to go through the drive-thru. I should have just been able to pick it up, but I couldn't, and that really frustrated me. I was outside, and I was just yelling, fuck. And then I waited in line at the drive-thru for, 15 minutes, and I finally get to the window, and I'm like, hey, I placed an order online. And they started laughing, and they were like, what's the address? And I was like, I don't know. Moreland, 30 Moreland, and they're like, yeah, that's the other Dunkin' Donuts.
Yuck.
I guess because they were so busy, they turned off their app. So that's why it didn't come up on my app at all. So it just took me to the other fucking Moreland Avenue Dunkin' Donuts.
Damn.
Did you have to go to that Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah, I had to. I already spent all this fucking money to get the order. So I had to drive to the other Moreland Dunkin' Donuts. There was also fucking packed as shit and doesn't even have an inside. I don't even know why it says pick up inside as a fucking option on the app. There's not even an inside on that.
You're
one.
Right.
Damn.
They don't even have doors, dude.
There's a man named Duncan out there. He's like, all right, it's brewing.
They just put it on a table outside. Yeah, inside, outside, whatever. We got kind of a breezeway situation.
Yeah.
They have 4 parking spots. They were awful. So I parked in the handicap, threw the cautions on, and I just ran to the window, and I was like, please, please. And they gave it to me. And then I cut across a few lanes of traffic, sped all the way over here, and now I'm here.
Nice.
Dang, harrowing tale of adventure. I'm glad you made it through.
Yeah,
they really got me fucked up.
Why are they short-staffed? And then why have the app if you short-staffed, bro?
I don't know where I don't know what the origin is of the short staff. I mean, I guess it's got to be supply chain, coronavirus.
Wage spiral gap. Wait.
Unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
Poor design.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Federal minimum wage.
Or maybe it's just all against you, You ever think about what you did to Dunkin' Donuts?
I mean, you do go there often, so mm-hmm. they were probably like, this fucking guy. They locked the doors real fast.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was because I was getting you fucking guys' orders. If it was just my coffee,
okay,
I would never...
First of all, I'm not the one with the complex orders. Derek's the one over here getting the a la carte bullshit.
I got a large black coffee.
Derek does always order like filet of fish.
Large.
I'm like, you got the secret menu, Dunkin'. Pull that, bro.
Readers, I got a large black coffee, some ice, which is my order every single time.
No, it's not. Gold, a rare gold plate donut. 6 extra crispy hash rounds.
Well, I do need them crispier. But yeah, so if they can't do black coffee right, maybe we got to start going to, well, what's the competitor? Target.
Coffee at Target.
One venti coffee, my good man. It's just the dog with the eye.
He's licking a cup and shit.
Ah, yes, foam. Yeah, I did want that. Yep.
Yeah, man. You know that dog's still alive, man.
Ooh wee.
I always go for one thing from Target, a coffee.
Yeah.
I come out with $100 worth of shit. Yeah. No coffee.
That's what they say about Target. You pop in for a coffee.
You leave. You see the frames.
You're right? Yeah. Right next you to pop the in, register.
You pop in for the mini Starbucks. You leave with the mini Pizza Hut.
Yeah. Coffee, some pretzel bites, off-the-shoulder dress. Regular coffee stuff.
A brand new bedroom. Mm-hmm. It's a super Target.
Jack Johnson CD. Yeah. Is it still a coffee shop?
Damn,
bro. Hey, what happened to my man? Is he still, you know, sitting, waiting, wishing? What's up?
I think he's still doing good. I feel like I just saw him on like a festival lineup or something.
Who? Hey, Jack Johnson.
Oh. Any of you like in that show, The Minx?
That's Jake Johnson.
Oh. Yeah, it is Jake Johnson.
Oh, when I'm on.
Jack Johnson was the guy who made the
making banana pancakes, having sex with the banana pancakes, putting my dick in banana, using it for pancakes.
Well, I mean, yeah. He was doing some of that.
Yeah.
Damn, bro. Yeah, I was a giant Jack Johnson fan, bro. Because I
love New Girl.
I'm telling you. Yes. I was a big Jack Johnson fan, mostly because like I hadn't heard like alternative acoustic soft rock music before.
Who
that
had?
Right. And you know? Bro, it's so fucking stupid, but like I saw bro like without the shoes and I was like, bro, that's real music. That is, bro, he really hit it for the art, bro.
He got it out the mud, bro.
Bro, it's just, bro, he's just in it for the pancakes, bro. I just thought that shit was so fly. It's like, yeah, everybody getting all these SB dunks and whatnot. What if you really cared about the music, bro, pop them off. Pull the dogs out, bro.
I watched a documentary that said that particular brand of music, Jack Johnson, Jason Mraz, John Mayer,
yeah,
all got really popular in the early 2000s because people wanted to mentally escape from the turmoil of 9/11.
I mean, that does make sense.
That sounds right because it was very soothing, and you know, you can't even hear the towers fall when you're
in
your yours. Yeah, that's.
I won't hesitate. My body's not burning.
Yeah, bro, that was that fedora music. Uh-huh. Yeah, bro. Ooh,
wee. Yeah, man.
Hey, Jason Mraz, that was that, what is it, The Hills? That was that, the MTV Unplugged music. Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
And I bet.
That's why every white guy learned to play guitar right there.
Oh, hey.
They saw John Mayer fucking every girl in the world.
Literally every single famous girl. And they're like, I can do that. Yeah,
that could be a virtuoso.
Because I remember that's where the meme came from, where it was like, you hate it when you're at a party and a dude pulls out a guitar and starts playing. But it's like, bro, John Mayer did that and then got to headline Coachella.
Yeah.
So like, hey, bro, you're just at your fucking shitty party. I'm going through chords, bro. Mm-hmm. Be famous. Mm. Did you?
Body is wonderland.
Your body is a wonderland. Yeah. What is I'm it? Fine fathers, be good to your daughters, too. Ooh, wee, bro.
Nah. Hey. John Mayer's got some fucking bangers.
Hey,
for sure.
Some hits for real. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, that explains a lot. I never listened to the music.
So Chris is lame, confirmed pro 9/11. That's crazy, but you know what? I suspected it all.
9/11 supporter with zero hoes.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm not saying things were better after, but I mean, come on now. I'm just saying. The proof is in the pudding.
We had a reason we allowed it to happen.
We allowed it to happen.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Oh, they knew, bro.
They were on the radar, for sure. Yeah, I don't know, bro. I think all that music is like the spiritual successor, whatever, to that music that's at festivals now, that Mac DeMarco music. Mm-hmm. I feel like if you were rocking with all those barefoot, slightly hippie, like coffee shop dudes, now you're full, you know, fucking tie-dye shirt, you know, the picnic music volume one,
mm-hmm.
you know, the hairy armpit girlfriend.
Yep.
Yeah. Like that genre.
Yeah, maybe. I was a fan of Mac DeMarco. Maybe I just missed it. I was too young for 9/11 anyways.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Chris's driver's license does say he was born in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where he got it.
Yeah.
He got a fake ID to be younger. Actually, can you turn me away from this liquor store?
I can't get in here. So I just want you to confirm and say it out loud. Yeah.
Tell me how old I am. You are 9 years old in this liquor store. Yeah.
Sir, please, there's an extra 24 if you call me a bad boy. Say you're going to ring my mom.
Yeah. Oh, no. Mom. No, yeah, you can keep it. I have hundreds.
Before we get too deep in the pod, I just wanted to bring this up. This right here, this episode marks the 1 year that we have been podcasting.
Woo! We did it.
I was hoping for a little more fanfare than that, fellas. We've been doing this for a year. That's great. We got so many memories.
Guys, a full year. Wow.
I've been editing this podcast for 4 years.
Oh, wow.
We could have got HVAC certified.
Telling you.
What did we do?
Yeah.
And we've made I got the numbers right here. We made a total amount of $0 this entire year of doing the podcast.
One year. No advertisers.
No ads.
Yeah. We made a total amount of -$700.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Man, that live show really put us in the hole.
Yeah. By the way, August 26th live show, Joystick Bar, Game Bar, 8
Let's
p.m.
make that -$1,400.
Yeah, make sure you come to the live show. It's going to be a good time. Dang, a full year. Wow.
Yeah,
Whoa, so many memories. Let's recap on our favorites.
Oh, yeah. Remember Ruby Doobie fought Earl Sweatshirt at the space station? That was a great episode.
Yeah. Remember when that guy fucking hot-wired that truck with a screwdriver?
A competing antique salesman.
Oh, man. Bro, Kid General's now got a second star. That's crazy.
That's real good, man. That's real good stuff.
Oh, man. Good for my man. God.
Man. Yeah, I can't think of any because I don't listen to it.
Yeah.
It sounds like you guys were having fun.
Remember the consecutive weeks we all got COVID? Whoa.
Remember my first day out freestyle?
Remember it, buddies. I still have lasting brain damage.
Remember it. I got it currently.
Never recover.
Damn. A full year.
Yeah.
That's great. Think of all the friends we made along the way, you know?
More.
If you're listening now, you have been listening for a full year. Thank you for that.
Thanks.
Wow.
There are a few episodes where, hey, the CCP was going to shut us down, but they couldn't do it. So, hey, we're back live in effect, and, you know. Nah, they could never shut us down, bro.
Mm-hmm. Unless they did.
Yeah, unless anyone tells them. And then, you know, another extended hiatus.
Man. Yeah, pretty easily, I think.
Yeah. So what have you learned after this year of podcasting?
Evan, you want to take this one?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good. You know, I think it's important.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's nice to have complete creative control and to not have to be, you know, we're not trying to impress anybody. You know, we're just three friends and we're hanging out and we're having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's nice and that people have responded well to it, you know, almost 16 five-star ratings. I mean, you don't get those kind of numbers.
Hey, that's a fact. Anyway.
You know, no other podcast get those kind of numbers.
No.
So I think it's, you know, I think it's been the most positive experience of my life.
Woo! I'm having so much fun.
And that was the podcast. Tune in next week.
I just fucking Bud Dwyer myself. Yeah. Clip it.
Yep. And put a marker there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I've learned that if you tell people your show dates at the end of every episode, they still don't come out.
Yeah.
I feel like actively people are like, okay, well, I know I don't need to be.
Yeah.
Except for House Party 6, which is this Saturday in Savannah at 8 p.m. Make sure that you come out. It's going to be a good time. We got a bunch of folks who, you know, I could list them all, but we don't need to. House Party 6, Savannah, Wormhole Bar. Wait.
Wormhole.
Come out. I think I might come out.
We
might do that.
It's going to be a good ass time.
We'll see.
Yeah, I might roll up.
Yeah, y'all should pull up. We have zero tickets sold so far,
mm-hmm.
but it's a little bit out. Again, we're recording this super early. It's 3:75 in the morning, so
yeah,
mm-hmm.
very early.
Yeah,
I just fucking took my kids to school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Chris is gonna have to edit out the birds chirping in the background.
He's going to have to edit out the birds snoring in the background.
We woke up before the birds.
Man. Got good niddle.
Man, a whole year, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just a lot of hours. About, what is this? I think this is 46, episode 46 we recorded. And just 46 hours is just us just really just going off.
Uh-huh.
You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? A lot of stuff. I wonder, like, of all the stuff I've edited out, I wonder how many hours of that.
Oh, the stuff you had to leave off the track?
How many names we had to censor over the years?
I'm going to say 47 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, we do a podcast before the one we release, so we get out all the terrible stuff.
Yeah. It's like when you're taking a piss test, mm-hmm. and you know. That's what they say, do. Don't catch the beginning of the stream or the end of the stream because that's where all the sediment is. They say catch the middle because that's just water. You can drink that.
Facts. Just check that and factual.
Have y'all
probation
failed?
Officer will swish that around, spit it out.
Have y'all failed a drug test before?
Shoot, who are you, my PO?
Yes, I am.
No.
Shockingly, no. I did fail a lie detector test.
What job would you apply for when you had to take
a lie detector test?
So when I finished college, I actually interviewed to be a PO, a parole officer.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And you have to go through... It's so fucking stupid looking back. You have to go through 5 rounds of interviews. You have to do the interview. You have to do a physical test where you have to run a mile.
They have to make sure you can catch them, bro.
I don't think I can. I mean, they got something to run from. You have to run a mile in 11 minutes, which is pretty fucking slow. I say, you know.
11-minute mile? Yeah, that's slow as shit, right? Isn't a mile 4.5?
Maybe it's a mile and a half in 11. But I don't know.
You can walk a mile in fucking 11 minutes.
Power walk, sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, you have to do a physical test, an interview. I want to say like a second round of interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Like a book test and then a lie detector. And the job pays like $35,000. Like it's like you're trying to get into fucking doctorate school or something. You have to go through so many interviews.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're trying to be the fucking president of Johns fucking Hopkins or something.
Right. Yeah.
But it's just it was a PO job in Winder, Georgia. But yeah, polygraph tests don't work at all.
Yeah, confirmed, not really viable.
Yeah.
Like reliable sources.
But I was lying. So.
Oh, well, then
what was because they ask you like, have you ever done weed? Have you ever done psilocybin mushrooms? That was the one I failed, surprisingly. I think because I was surprised they asked it. Yeah, they ask you if you've like ever done drugs or like ever broken the law. It's so fucking stupid. I'm really glad I didn't get the job, obviously. But yeah, I failed that bitch.
Yeah, I remember when Alex Gasparini, when he became a firefighter, that gave him a lot of like polygraphs and stuff. And a lot of them was just like the same questions we worded.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
a lot of that.
Which seems like a major waste of time.
Yeah,
you know, is that what our text I was going to? Just redundant questions.
Mm-hmm. Are you afraid of fire? If you saw fire, would you run?
Yeah. What would you do if fire is there right now?
What if we kissed under the fire?
What if we kissed under the burning building?
Would you save little kitten from tree?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you save two kitten from two tree?
Mm-hmm. Damn. I think I failed almost every single drug test I've taken.
Sheesh. Let's go.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
And not even on some, I wasn't even fucking doing drugs. Like,
there's how'd, never, how'd you fail it?
Huh? I mean, shit, I was doing drugs. But I wasn't, you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't. When I first moved up here, I was going to get a job. I was going to assistant manage that fucking car wash up the street on Moreland, big one that's always having accidents in front of it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Seems a good place to work.
Yeah, and he was like, bro, we need folks. And if you've managed the thing before, we can have you here. Filled out all the stuff. He was like, I'm fine with the comedy schedule. All you have to do is be able to pass a drug test. And I was like, bro, absolutely. And they made me run up the street to the drug testing like lab. Mm-hmm. And I took the test and he was like, perfect. We got your sample. We're going to hit you back in a few days. You can start next week. And I just never heard from them again. Mm-hmm. So a month later I called and I was like, yo, what's up? Am I going to work here? And he was like, no.
No. I'm sorry, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
I don't think we want you running our car wash, Mr. Khalifa.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Willie Nelson? Celebrity?
Sorry, Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah. And then I was going to work at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Oh, yeah, bad because. Like shit. The folks in Savannah, who I used to work for, they knew the folks at the airport. So they were like, yeah, we can definitely get you the job. Hook it up. It pays some money. I thought that I was just going to be working at this candy place inside the airport. So I didn't realize that you still had to go through like all the airport security checkpoints.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, yeah, you need two forms of ID. You have to fill out all this paperwork. You have to take drug tests. And I did all that stuff. And then, yeah, like 2 weeks later, the boss lady from the candy place in Savannah like texted me. And they were like, oh, so you failed a drug test. And because you failed it, you straight up cannot apply again.
Damn.
And it's like, not even couldn't apply there. Like the airport, just after you failed the drug test, they're like, nah, bro. Yeah, nah, you're too dangerous to work at an airport. Yeah. So.
Damn, man. Yeah, I failed one for a job as well. I tried working at this, well, you Rebecca used to work at this, oh, she probably still does, like this place that makes signs, like that manufactures like street signs and signs for like hospitals and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen the nice Shyamalan movie about it.
Yep. Exit, emergency, this mm-hmm. way. Yeah.
Yeah. Mel Gibson.
Mm-hmm. But when I did the interview, make you do like a little test and stuff. And the test, I mean, I barely passed it, I guess.
Yeah, right.
But after I did all the tests, they were like, hey, the freaking people that own the place walked in the room. They're like, hey, so you're applying for like a, you know, just like a warehouse gig, but you know, we like how you talk. We kind of want you to be like, you know, we can use like a customer sales rep or some shit like that.
And wow.
I was like, yeah, I'm very open to that, you know, whatever. I said, cool, yeah, we can probably get you started soon. We just need you to pass a drug test and stuff like that. And meanwhile, I'm high as shit, right? Right. Eyes red as the devil's dick.
They're like, we need a customer service rep. You roll it up right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no problem.
Oh, I just got to talk to...
And I think this is probably at the point where I was working at that dog daycare. So I was like trying to do anything I could to get this job, bro. So then I was like, all right, cool. So I was like, I knew I couldn't pass it just with my own. So I hit up a friend who shall remain nameless, even though I named him earlier in the podcast, Alex.
Bugs Bunny.
But he gave me some piss. And I was like, cool. So I kind of
just had it ready.
He just had it ready. Oh, here you go, take cowboy.
Sure, bud. Yeah. Just tosses you a vial.
Yeah.
Like, wait, you didn't even know what I was asking for.
It's so hot.
Why is it so warm? And I took it, and like, I didn't know how you couldn't just have it in your pocket.
Yeah,
you know, I can't have a bag of piss in my pocket. So I had it taped up to my like thigh or whatever. And then I went into the bathroom when I had to take a piss test, and I went and he didn't have enough piss for me, unfortunately.
Oh God!
So then I was like, well, shit, because they say you got to fill up to a certain line. Which, what if I didn't drink enough water?
Yeah.
Nobody ever thinks about that. Is that, oh, I can't. What if I have a fucking? What if I don't take liquids well?
What if you just used his piss and then filled the rest up with water?
They didn't have any water fountains in the room.
Also, if it's too diluted, it won't register on the
Yeah.
Test.
Fuck.
Because I think that's what happened the first time. I had to take, this is like my second time taking it. Because the first time I had drunk mad water. And then they were like, hey, your test came back inconclusive. We really need you to come back and retest. And then Alex hooked me up. But then I didn't have enough. So then when I went and put, you know, I was like, shit, well, I've been drinking water. Maybe I could put some of my piss in his piss. And then boom. They were like, nah, son, you're on that damn bubonic.
Yeah. Damn.
As soon as you put a little bit of like your piss into his, it just turns bright green.
Which, it was so crazy because then when they messaged me, because they didn't tell me anything. So I hit them up. I was like, hey, I didn't hear back. Just, you know, when can I start? Because they seemed like they really wanted me to start as soon as possible. But then they like sent me like a text message that was sternly worded. Yeah. It's like, your drug test came back positive. Yeah. We can no longer find you as a suitable candidate. And I was like,
we're not allowed to offer you employment at this time. And it's like, bro, I would have just kept smoking, but like, yeah, I took the time off.
Yeah, but you know, drug tests, you know.
You got to be sober to be a customer sales representative. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Dealing with people sober is the best thing in the world.
You got to be super level-headed to deal with all these customers.
Yeah. And it's like, come on, dog. You mean I can't smoke weed and be an air traffic controller? Y'all both are bugging right now.
Yeah. Also, I feel like at this point, I mean, if you're not showing up to your job somewhat inebriated, you're crazy.
Yeah.
I just don't think... I feel like, at least most, like, you know, jobs where you have to deal with random folks.
Sure.
That's just like a lot. Or just even a job where it's like...
It's unnatural. It's unnatural for somebody to come in and just talk to you like you're, you know, a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Even the nice people, it's like, it's weird for somebody to be like, hey, you got to do what I tell you to do because I'm going to, at the end of this, I'm going to give you $4.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's like... Yeah, it's just, I don't know.
But also, I think just because we around a bunch of drug users, drinkers, that is more normalized. Everybody else who don't rock with any of that stuff.
Fucking nerds. Well, yeah, get them out of here.
Absolutely. Yeah, big dweebs, geek alert, all that. But also, they just traded in. So instead of like getting all high or being all fucked up on liquor, they'll, you know what I mean, eat a bunch of fast food. And like, mm-hmm. that's their thing. Or they get mad and like hit somebody at their house.
Go, yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Which just, is, they're pumping steroids.
Yeah, you just replace.
They're gambling.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You just replace whatever the thing is. So it's like, you hate your customers all day, but you're fucking super religious, so you can't smoke.
Yeah.
Shit. Hey, you know, after you get off work, you drive down to a part of town where there aren't a lot of people. You fucking run up on a homeless man, and you do that, and then boom,
pick you up. You know, probably just delve into, you know,
you right back on
some freelance.
Your internet search browser history is demonic.
Ooh,
if you don't do no drugs, you on that fucking D'Elia diet right there,
oh,
brother.
100%. Yeah.
You're searching.
Six counts.
You go to Pornhub. You're typing in 18th birthday. You're on some freak shit.
Oh, no.
You've never been high in your life. You're on some weirdo shit.
Very scary. Very. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just
you become a pageant mom. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, no, they love drinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got an alternative personality. You got a split personality, James McAvoy style.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
at night, you say your name's Dennis, and you clean up real good.
Mm-hmm. But then you put on one of them damn thicky dresses, and then you're Patricia.
You,
Then you're a little boy named Hedwig. Mm-hmm.
And you're getting girls pregnant by kissing them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was the craziest part.
Yeah.
We watched that movie, Split.
Split.
Hey,
Hedwig kissed Anya Taylor-Joy. She's like kissing, and they're like, "You don't want to watch me dance? I can't come.
Kanye West is the main man."
He's like, "My man, you gonna kiss you, get you pregnant? You ain't gonna want to watch him dance in his room? This is Kanye West."
It's crazy about James McAvoy in that movie that he did, you know, 20 different accents that were all American because he's British,
Scottish.
What? So that means it's like two different layers of impressive.
Same thing they did with what's his face, Idris.
Yeah.
Fucking what you call it? He was I like when I say Idris.
Is bro coming for us?
Is Stinger Bell about to pop in his room? Real
don't
quick?
Speak my name.
Yeah, bro, is Luther outside?
Is the bad guy from that Netflix Western movie we watched?
Knuckles is approaching.
Knuckles.
Right.
But yeah,
he's a great Knuckles.
In fucking The Wire, man. He's like British or whatever, and I wouldn't if I could not tell you if different. I'd be like, "What? This man is from fucking Baltimore."
Yeah,
but hey, man, shout out James McAvoy, man, Twisted Fiend, and that
was They said earlier we watched that Split, and that man James McAvoy is a freak. He was climbing on the walls, was hugging up on old women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro. Touching candy dishes, pretty crazy. Because it's like they had to. Because it's like my man was not bipolar. They gave him like a bunch of split personalities. You know, spoiler alert, movie that came out in 2012,
16.
He had a bunch of split personalities, and they had to make it like supernatural. So they were like, "Oh no, he's one of the only people diagnosed with DID, which is
did."
Dissociative identity disorder.
Ah.
But that's also just a real thing. Like, it don't give you the whole plot of the movie was my man believed he was folks enough that it caused physical changes in the body. He believed he had diabetes, so he had diabetes. He believed he was a little boy that could get women pregnant. Anya Taylor-Joy knocked up by the It's like wacky stuff, but I don't think M. Night Shyamalan knew about, you know what I mean?
Probably not. But they probably, you know, with a lot of movies like that, they just kind of glare over the real, like, mental health, like, the real dangers of it, and just go for the ones that look cooler on The silver screen.
It's just, he was so mentally ill, it gave him superpowers. Dude. Was the whole plot of the movie.
That's what I, dude, and that's what I'm telling everybody. Get crazy as shit.
Right.
So you get superpowers. If you're taking medication, stop it. You become Superman. Kids, you can do anything. Stop taking your medicine.
ATP. Put the medicine down. Hang out near a nuclear waste facility.
Yeah. We recommend, hey, let your prescription lapse. Start lifting weights.
Listen, if you want to fly, stop taking all that medicine, bro.
Go to the highest building in your area. Uh-huh. But you have to believe.
You really have to believe. You got to believe. Yeah, man, that shit was great movie.
Yeah. That was a good time.
Really good movie. Yeah. M.I. Shyamalan, man.
Bro, ain't nobody kidnapping me, dog. I, like, you're not kidnapping me with an N95 mask and some fucking knockout spray.
No, that seems pretty easy. I think the hard part is getting your big ass in the truck. There we go. There we go.
That would be the funniest thing to say right before you kidnapped. Ain't nobody kidnapped. Yeah.
Oh, we back. Hey, we reloaded. That's crazy. It took it out. This listeners, there's a thunderstorm happening outside, and
The power flashed off.
Yeah,
and
he who must not be named. Idris. No. The CCP finally caught up to us,
and now we're back, and we have superpowers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But also, we are unmedicated.
So, sorry, listeners. We are now reloaded. Man.
Oof. Yeah. Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's for real acting. Where they're like, because I watched that Moon Knight, and my man also has multiple personalities, and he just has to play three characters or whatever. And... Bro, how you get that script and it's like, okay, this line is Patricia, this line is Dennis, and this line is regular James McAvoy. By the way, you're playing James McAvoy. It's like, y'all think they paid him extra money or they were like, nah, James. You get that $3 million, that's it. And you get an M. Night cameo.
He was so method, he wanted like different food for every person. He wanted crafty. Patricia would like a proper steak and potato. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think, man,
a sandwich cut perfectly.
Do you think he did any like method acting for that movie? I feel like I've heard like method acting doesn't really.
He just hung out at the fucking loony bin.
Yeah, he just hung out with a whole bunch of mentally unseen. No,
show me your process, and they're like, okay.
Yeah. I'm the worm man.
Interesting.
Man,
yeah, he really believes he's the worm man.
Yeah, people that do method acting seem like they're real extra, bro. Mm-hmm. What's what they say about homie from Succession, Jeremy Irons or whatever, that he was like so in character for, I think it was I think it might have been his character in The Big Short, if I'm not mistaken, that he like learned how to fucking day trade and like hung out at the fucking
Wall Street.
Yeah, hung out at the stock exchange and fucking he would like watch everybody else's scenes that he wasn't in. He would just show up on set and just hang out all day and watch because he just loved acting so much. And everybody's like, "Man, you're being real fucking annoying right now, Jeremy Irons. This is real. You're a real goddamn. You're an annoying kind of guy."
Yeah, yeah. I feel like, man. I don't know.
The only people, because it seems like it's always just like old white dudes who be doing the method acting because they just get like the space to be a little crazy.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. I heard about Lakeith Stanfield. He's also a method actor. And
so you be really high when he's Darius in Atlanta?
So
he be high all the time.
So to prepare for Darius in Atlanta, for like 4 or 5 months, he just followed a bunch of people around Atlanta. but like didn't hang out with them. He would just hang in the background, like observing them.
I could see this. This is how invasive.
Like, there's some light stalking. Doesn't seem bad.
That seems cool. If someone's like, "Yeah, I got a role. I'm just gonna watch you be an Atlanta person," and then you see bro in the background with like a notepad, like, "Yes,
Is that rapper Lakeith backwards? What is
that? What is that?
Or
Hitkel?
Hitkel, yes.
Yes, yeah. But now it's Lakeith Stanfield.
He changed it?
Yeah. Folks couldn't spell that shit. So,
yeah. Hey, that worked for Ray Sherman, didn't it? Ray Sherman didn't give a fuck nobody could say their name.
But then, like, enough people was like, "Yeah, we can't do it." So they was like, "All right, just then, I'm Jimmy, and this is
Slim Jimmy."
What is? It's oh God, I know this one. Sway Lee,
yeah. So, hey, unforgettable, yeah. Yeah, but he would just like pull up to parties, like he'd be at Reverie, stuff like that. But like,
yeah,
not even partying, just like, you know, perched in a corner, you know, hanging out there, being like, yeah, but this is real Atlanta.
I'm going to dye my hair.
That's the only thing you got from Elvis. Like, a lot of people have dyed hair over in Little Five Points.
but he was like a regular actor before that, so it's just very funny that he was doing that for the role, because before he was Darius, I could imagine him being at Reverie camped out and they're like, "Bro, is that the black dude from Get Out?" is that my man watching us?
Oh, hold on. He see me. Let me pull up my phone.
Oh, bro just staring at us. Let's go ahead and flash that light at him real fast. Yeah.
To get ready for Sorry to Bother You, he like went searching for actual aliens. Or alien centaur men. What was that movie about?
Capitalism. No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Boots Riley.
It's about telemarketing and how much of a dead end job that is.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it was about aliens.
Yeah.
No.
I mean,
there was no aliens in that movie.
What?
There was no in Sorry to Bother You?
Yeah.
No, it was about he was working at the telemarketing job, and then he got higher up, and then he got too high up, and then I don't want to spoil the movie, but it's trials and tribulations of being at the top level of one of these telemarketing things, and then the movie ends with a twist you don't see coming. There was no aliens, I promise you that. There was creatures, but no aliens.
Whatever. There was like, okay.
I'll explain. I don't want to spoil the movie, because if you haven't seen it, you should go watch Sorry About.
No, it's a fun movie, but were they not? It's been a while, but yeah, I thought they were aliens.
I thought it had some alien stuff too, but I thought it was a capitalism thing, because they were doing the.
Oh yeah, it's about capitalism.
They were doing a group pods thing.
Everything is about capitalism.
Yes, absolutely. Everything is about
capitalism. Or generational trauma.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shit, this podcast is about capitalism.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So make sure you refer all your friends to this podcast and use promo code ATTP. And that way, we'll get something.
We'll take it down from the inside.
If you put us in power, we will not abuse it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
People listening to the audio are so confused.
Oh man.
And it's gonna stay that way.
I wanted to bring this up, but we couldn't record that day. The creator of Yu-Gi-Oh! Passed away.
Of what?
Yu-Gi-Oh!
No.
Yeah.
I saw that yesterday.
Was he the Japanese prime minister that got shot?
No, I don't believe so. Kazuki Takahashi.
Yeah, no. I saw that. Yeah. Sad day, Yu-Gi-Oh! Fans. Creator passed away. You know, he's going to that big Duelist Kingdom in the sky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going to Toon World. Yeah. You know, I read that, yeah, he died, but luckily somebody was there with a Monster Reborn.
Yes, bro. Yeah, you're able to, what is it, Foolish Burial, pulled up and another card from the graveyard.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm dying. Mm-hmm.
It's okay, Grandpa.
Yeah, yeah.
Call the haunted.
Hey, come on now. Yeah. Yeah, very sad that my man passed away. But also, you know, he did some good work. I was playing Yu-Gi-Oh! Earlier.
Yeah.
And he had to pass away so Shinzo Abe could, you know, get what was coming to him. And the Japanese ex-prime minister, he got shotgun blasted in the back.
Is that what happened?
Bro made a shotgun home.
Made a home shotgun.
They don't even have guns in Japan. Yeah. He cooked one up in the lab.
Yeah.
Why? And then immediately blapped the ex-prime minister.
Yeah.
Damn. That's determination. It's right
like he really didn't like that dude.
Yeah, no. He
I can't imagine just hating somebody and then going home and like, all right, let me just build a bazooka. I couldn't imagine doing that.
Oh, I imagine it all the time.
Yeah, I was going to say. Dude, minor inconvenience, and it's like, bro, wait till I get to the workshop.
Wait till my tool comes in from Amazon. I swear to God, bro.
Hey, I got priority shipping, bro, in 4 to 5 days, depending on labor.
Turn that motherfucking Dunkin' app off one more time.
I'm telling you.
Laugh at me, tell me to go to the other one. I've been in line.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Tell them to send the order over here.
Yeah, no, bro, he made a gun at his house, and then he waited at a campaign rally and shot my man in the back.
Damn.
And oof. Killed him.
That and was he was great. The ex-prime minister. Or was he the prime minister?
He was the former prime minister, but he was like on the campaign trail to, like, he was going to run again soon. Mm. You know what I mean? It's like if someone shot George W.
Bush, yeah. Mm. Which a lot of people compared him to him anyway. His policies were kind of the same.
Yeah, he's pretty equivalent.
He was kind of like a little conservative, a little dumb. Yeah.
Yeah. Big Trump guy, dislike women, all that stuff.
Damn. That's insane.
Yeah.
Well, another case of a good guy with a gun.
I'm telling you.
Okay, well.
Satire.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know anything about him. It could have been. I don't know. He could have been a piece of shit. No, I don't know.
He definitely was. Yeah, and I watch a lot of anime, so it's like for him to use a gun to kill him, that seems pretty, you know, Western, right?
Yeah.
It's like
the there was probably a 30-episode build-up to him getting
just
killing him with a gun. he was in the garage making it.
If only he would have had the subtitles on, he would have seen it coming. Man creepily walks up behind me. Is this?
Huh?
Prime Minister!
Nah, man.
Yeah, bro. That's just wild. You don't... They assassinated... That's like shooting ex-president, bro. And I saw some of the video before Twitter and Facebook started scrubbing it down, and the guy was just hanging out, bro. Like, he was there chilling, watching the speech for like a long time. And then he was just behind him a little bit, shot him once, missed, shot him a second time. Hey, green release, dog.
So,
hit that thing.
Phew. Man, I mean, I guess he had to see, maybe he had to change of heart in the speech. He just had to double check and make sure.
I just imagine
if you're going to show up to, you know, take care of somebody, I assume you'd probably just try to get that done as soon as possible.
I mean, he made it happen.
Yeah. Well,
he came to the king and he didn't miss.
Mm-hmm. Did not miss. Or he missed once, but hey, he got it the second time. Yeah. He got the rebound, put that back up. Yeah. It's crazy because it's like, yeah, my man's going to go to Japanese jail, which is a fantastic jail to go to. If you ever go to prison, do it in Japan. You know, you get 3 meals a day. You get options. They have vegan options. It's pretty sick.
Damn. Well, that's probably why he did it then.
Yeah, he was like, hey, bro, I need a little sit down. I'm tired of paying rent.
I don't know.
They're going to put me in the best jail they got.
Japanese jail does this on paper seem scary. I don't know.
Does it?
For you, you don't speak Japanese. I feel like being in any prison where you don't speak the language is probably very scary.
Yes.
I mean, because people, I assume people will be in jail for the same reason that most people go to jail. So, you know, you're going to be in
a DUIs? Room. Yeah,
that's what we're going to say.
Minor drug charges?
Yeah.
Attempted murders. Like, they're all this in there.
Failing a drug test when you're on probation?
Yeah. I mean, maybe he's going to be he's probably going to be like the biggest, baddest dude in that prison. Like, he's the only one in that prison that killed someone with a gun. So they're probably going to be like, hey, gay, lock him up. Get him away from
Don't give him any tools, bro. Yeah.
I guess.
My man will chef a gun up in the cell real quick.
I guess, I guess the shootings are just more common here.
Yeah.
As opposed to Japan. That's funny.
Bro just.
My man Inspector Gadgeted himself a fucking gun.
Bro's just in a cell, and the guards are like, wait, what did you give him? A PVC pipe, 3 firecrackers, and some rubber bands. Do you know who that is? Clack, clack, clack. I was reading a thing that was talking about the type of gun he made at home, and it's called like a slam gun.
Slam.
Yep, yeah, that's the one. Yep. Yeah, that you just fire projectiles. It like has a latch that you push in, or like you pop really fast and it just shoots everything out the top of the tube. Okay. That's why it only had 2 shots, but apparently, like, you could just make that. I mean, I don't think we need to be.
Can we just pull up the diagram real quick?
Yeah, I was gonna say, can you pull up the Anarchist Cookbook?
Can we head to the dark web and get some instructions here, just for the people at home?
But you can make that like super cheap. It's like less than $10 worth of material.
Damn.
It's like, that is too cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're doing it yourself, you know what I mean? Then it's whatever you build yourself at.
Yeah, it depends on what your expendable income is like. You know?
Yeah. No. That's just crazy because, like, all the stuff I was reading about it was like they just have so little, like, gun crime in Japan that, like,
they didn't know what to charge them with.
Yeah, they're like, we've never seen this before. That the folks who were around didn't even recognize it as gunshots. Like, they just don't hear them so often that it's like when a plain animal like a prairie dog or a meerkat just never gets to see any like predators, so they don't even know to be afraid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you see all the videos and folks are reacting like, wow, what happened, whoa, and it's like, oh nah, bro, those are gunshots.
Damn.
Yeah,
damn, that's why everybody needs a gun.
No,
that okay. is, that no, that's not, not what we're doing.
That's
okay,
not
what
that's not where everybody needs a gun. Right, everybody in Japan
misread the room
needs
on
a
that
gun.
One.
Everybody in Japan needs a gun. That's
everybody needs a, what is it? Splat gun.
Slam
gun. Gun. Yeah.
Everybody needs a slam gun.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, you know.
You know.
R.I.P. to all those lost
in Japan. Hey, well, I mean, not even R.I.P. That man, he was a bad man. What? But again, good guy with a gun took out another good guy with a gun. How does that equation work? How do you decide who's the bad guy?
Whoever dies, man. Oh,
hey, man. Yeah, he died, true. And then immediately all these leftist Twitter accounts was like, Shinzo Abe, comfort women. He's such a bad man. Trump liked him so much. George W. Bush, all that stuff. And it's like, sure, I believe you. Mm-hmm. I don't. You can say anything about like a prime minister or president that is not here, and all right, dog. Like, he was the worst man ever, or he lifted Japan out of poverty. I don't care. He's dead now, so we got him.
not much you can really do once they're.
We'll see what they write in the books. I don't know. I won't be here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not reading them.
Yeah.
I'm not reading the books.
I'm not reading the books left or right.
Yeah,
man,
damn. Yeah, but y'all don't anime. It's
yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, they need to make a Shinzo Abe isekai.
Yeah.
Right. That time I got reincarnated as a prime minister. But where this medieval world? Where just because in isekai they die and they get reborn in another world.
Mm.
Generally a JRPG.
That doesn't sound real.
Well, Chris, do I have something to show you?
Gabby, can we pull that up?
Yeah, Gabby, can we pull up the video?
A year of Gabby Watts being our producer.
I know, that's crazy. Stuck with us the whole time, even after we said all those things about insert blank.
All about Bugs Bunny, Elmer Fudd, all of them. Yeah. Stuck it out.
Mm-hmm.
Man, well, guys, you guys got anything coming up? Anything happening?
I don't think any of us do.
I got like my shit off is at the end of the month. July 27th, Thursday. I'm doing 20 minutes at the school.
Let's go.
And then that Friday.
Oh, congratulations.
I'm doing shows there.
That sounds great.
I'm on Limerick Junction on Tuesday. How was Limerick this Tuesday?
Man, I tell you, dude. Nobody was there.
Let's go.
But it was the day after the 4th of July.
Oh, so. Yeah. Sure. Well, then everybody's hungover shit. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's usually when I saw the date, I was like, oh, I can see what kind of show this is going to be.
Yeah, I believe they call that the 5th of July.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Cinco de Julio.
Yeah, I'm on Limerick Junction Tuesday. So come out to Limerick Junction. I'm going to do all the new stuff I've been working on. Y'all going to hate it. Mm-hmm, I'm going to love it. Bro, it's the day after the 4th, so no one's going to be there. But we're going to have a good time. We're going to have a good time. What about y'all? Y'all boys on anything?
Well, I think I'm doing Star Bar on Monday.
Damn. Because I didn't fucking call.
Because it will be my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, your birthday is to Monday.
Yeah. It's the day after this.
You're trying to do something?
Shame. I'm trying to do everything, bro.
Okay. So he is not trying to do anything.
Yeah, I know what the fuck going on.
Yeah, no. Yeah, Chris, let's do something for your birthday. Can we go to Golden Corral?
Golden Corral.
Yeah, I'll pay for it if we go to Golden Corral.
Sure.
Hey,
let's go.
I didn't.
You about to pull up the Star Bar full?
I'm telling you,
you had to be sluggish.
Shrimp, pancakes, some relaxed gelatin.
Hey, man, I'm into it. Very into it. I mean, it's not every day you turn 16, so I'm very, very excited.
That is what his ID said.
You know, yeah.
I think bat mitzvah season.
I'm gonna go to the aquarium. Ooh. Never been to the aquarium. Ooh. Well, I've been to it like a long time ago, but it'd be the first time as an adult.
Well, I already know what I'm getting you. And it rhymes with splam run.
Spam fun. I already know what I'm getting you. Economy class trip to Japan. I'm going to need you to do something for me while you're there.
Yeah, there's this guy. He just got reincarnated as a slime. I'll explain later.
Bro, yes, dog. Oh, man. Yeah, that's going to be good. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you guys are listening to this on the Sunday it comes out, it is Chris's birthday. If you waited till Monday for the morning drive, it is the day of Chris's birthday. Mm-hmm. If it's any time later in the week, you miss Chris's birthday.
Damn. So, yeah, so, you know.
Yeah.
You're still more than welcome to Cash App, Venmo me, any amount of money.
I'm telling
you. Preferably in the double digits.
Mm-hmm. Zelle.
Yeah.
Zelle.
Yeah.
Western
Coinbase Union wallet.
Staple it to my birthday pin, which I will be wearing the entire day.
Give him a little smooch.
Yeah. I do accept kisses as well. Mm-hmm. Shit, man. You can fucking give me your firstborn. I'll take it. Yeah. I'll raise it as well.
I know we about to sign out, but did y'all see all the Doja Cat stuff?
I heard about it. I didn't see it.
She wants to fuck the Stranger Things guy? Yeah, I saw that.
She texted one of the other Stranger Things folks and was like, hey, link me up with like your bro, the other guy on the show.
Curly-headed brilliant.
Yeah.
A type.
Yeah. And then the guy who she texted like tweeted out or put on Instagram the messages, and then Doja Cat made a whole video where she was like, man, I can't believe you leaking DMs like that. You're such a snake. You're such a weasel, man. That's
granted, true.
Yeah. But it's like, nah, bro is 18 and you texted him being like, I'm trying to fuck the 16-year-old, make it happen. So it's like, yeah, he probably shouldn't release those DMs, but hey, Doja Cat.
Wait, she was trying to hop down on a 16-year-old?
I mean, at the time.
He is 30.
Who?
The guy she wants to fuck. He just plays a 16-year-old. He's not really that age.
Nah, he's 16.
He's, who? He's 30.
I don't know
years
who
old.
We're talking about. What
the guy who played Billy in the Noah new season Wolf. Of Stranger Things.
Was it Dylan? I thought she hit him up and then it was a.
I don't know how old the guy she hit up is, but the guy she wants to fuck, the curly head guy, is like 29.
Oh, I thought it was she hit up the older guy and it was one of the younger folks. Because that's what everybody on Twitter was saying. They was like, oh nah, bro.
Maybe I have it wrong.
They were like, yeah, you can't be fucking hitting up no 17-year-olds, dog.
If that's the case, then, you know, Doja, you got to cut that out.
Yeah, girl. Hey, you
waited out you, like everybody else.
Yeah, you're rich. You're made. Yeah, you Google 18th birthday.
You get the Google alert set up. Yeah.
You get the countdown clock going, and then you're good to go, Doja Cat. Which, I mean, she, you know, hey. She's,
how old is Doja Cat? She's like in her late 20s, right? Or early 30s. How old is Doja?
I think Doja Cat 20? Is either 25 or 31.
What like the fuck?
she's either much younger than you think or much older than you
I'm
think.
I'm about to look that up right now.
I think she's. I feel like she's young, but yeah. I could be wrong.
Nah.
Doja.
Yeah, okay, no, 26.
Damn.
That
really?
Can't be right.
Doja Cat is 26?
I feel like a few years. I feel like, bro, Google be changing the ages of folks. Because I swear I Googled this a few years ago, and she was like ASAP Rocky's age. Because she's been a professional breakdancer, like pop and locker person for like 15 or 16 years.
Where are you getting all these numbers from? I never heard that she was a breakdancer.
Yeah, I feel like you're just making up stats like you did with the 25-31 thing.
No, that's. I mean, she was 26, so I was definitely right. Or 31, either or.
You just... you read...
So I was.
You,
so I was,
you guessed 25, read that she was 26, and then said, that can't be right.
Yeah.
Because you immediately blamed
you're calling
Google
yourself
because,
wrong.
Because I said 25, but turns out she just had a birthday. So that's what it is.
All right. That's the podcast.
Yeah.
Ridiculousness.
Nah, bro. I'm going to pull up some Doja Cat breakdancing videos.
I'm going to pull up some Doja Cat age theory videos.
Yeah. What's happening, YouTube? Today, we're breaking down the theory of why Doja Cat loves 17-year-olds. Make sure you subscribe to Keeps. Make sure you keeps your dick hard. Is that what Keeps does?
Yeah, no. Yeah. But 15-year-old Doja Cat dancing in 2011. So
why did you just Google 15-year-old Doja Cat?
Well, that was the first thing that came up when I Googled Doja Cat underage.
All right, y'all. This was podcast explicit.
You know what I mean? Okay, so maybe she's fine.